Hello, and thank you for joining us for Broncos TV Live from training camp. I'm Phil Milani with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason, and it's day 10 of training camp. About that time of training camp where bodies start to get a little bit tired, the team will have a day off on Sunday. But Matt, what did you see out there today?
Well, we saw everybody back in full pads. The veterans, of course, the day off yesterday. Everybody back in full pads today. First, let's start with the running game. I thought all three running backs, Capri Bibbs, C.J. Anderson, Devontae Booker, even Ronnie Hillman, you can throw him in there. Four running backs all had pretty great days as far as the team periods go. I thought they showed great explosion through the line. Their cuts were very crisp. I thought they had great days. I also think that Bradley Roby had a great day. I think the defense was there, especially in the 7-on-7 drills. Brandon Marshall making some nice plays as well. But overall, I think everybody had pretty good days, but I did like what I saw from the offense. I think yesterday the defense might have had the edge as far as the better day, but I thought today the offense did really, really well as far as their red zone drills and moving the ball.
Oh, we'll talk about Bradley Roby's day a little bit later on in the show. Mace, another great day for Trevor Siemian, though.
Yeah, this is really 3 days in a row that he's shown something spectacular out there at times. I mean, you knew that he could, you know, make good decisions. We saw that early in camp, you know, taking a lot of checkdowns, not trying to force it. The last few days, you see him stretch it down the field a bit more. There's a lot of red zone work today, but he was very effective at finding receivers in the back of the end zone. Very effective in any situation they asked him to do today. And frankly, the progress is palpable with him, and it'll be interesting to see where he play, when he plays, I should say, on Thursday.
Yeah, Gary Kubiak said he wants his quarterbacks to be aggressive. After practice, he gave a recap of what he saw from the trio today.
I think they're all doing good stuff. You know, our practices are very competitive. You know, we do a lot of good things offensively. Defense comes back, has a pick six today, and, you know, doing good things. Offense comes back at the end. So I think we're very competitive. That's a good thing. As a coach, it's what you want to see from your team. So, you know, just go back and keep evaluating and keep working.
Kubiak likes the way the team is competing. A few days away from that first preseason game in Chicago, coach said that he does not know who he'll start at quarterback in that game. Mace, if you had to decide right now, who would it be?
Wow, you're putting me on the spot here, Phil. You know, the thing is, Mark Sanchez has gotten a few more reps with the first team. I think you'll probably see him out there just because of his experience level and his command of the huddle, but you know, Simeon's made a very good case for himself the last few days, and you know, it may well be a situation where in the first two games of the preseason we see Sanchez start one game and Siemian start the other.
Yeah, Coach said he doesn't know yet, but he said one thing he does know is that there'll be three groups out there, just like we've seen out in training camp.
Yeah, I think, as Mace just mentioned, it's so hard to tell at this point, even, you know, just a couple days away from getting on a plane and going to Chicago. I think, like you said, Mace, you know, Mark Sanchez, I probably would have given him the edge at the beginning of training camp, but now you see that Trevor Siemian has definitely established himself as somebody who could fill that position. So, I mean, either way it goes, I think the Broncos are going to be in pretty good shape as far as these next couple preseason games are concerned, and that's really the telltale sign, right? Playing against other competition, and I think we'll learn more once Thursday hits.
Well, one of the other things that Kubiak said is he's noticed that his team's getting better just simply going against each other. The wide receivers going against the secondary. It might be interesting to see how this team does against another team, and it's that point in the camp where they just want to see someone else do.
Yeah, even though it's been a challenge and a good challenge for some of the guys in their one-on-one matchups, I think they want to see somebody else, because what happens over the course of a camp, when you're going against the same guys every day, you start knowing what their moves are. You start being able to kind of figure out and decipher. You know, if you're a pass rusher, you say, oh, I know the tackles. You know, maybe he's going to be a little soft on one foot, and I can try to exploit that. Now you go against somebody else, the kind of somebody else is you're going to see all season, and you get a chance to show your moves a little bit. So it's going to be fun on Thursday night, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we can. Thursday can't get here soon
no.
enough. Day 10 of training camp, though, Matt, who is your player of the day?
Well, we're going to hear from him a little bit later on in the show, but for me today, the player of the day was Emmanuel Sanders. I thought Emmanuel taking full advantage of a day of rest yesterday, coming back in here and playing very well in the red zone, showed great poise. The routes looked very, very good as far as coming out of his breaks. I just thought that it looked like, he is definitely trying to set himself apart from the rest of the wide receiving core, just because he sees himself as a leader. He sees himself as a veteran guy who will take this wide receiving group and make it kind of the core of what the Broncos want to build around. Those are his words from earlier in this week. And so I think that just based on what we saw from him today, it's hard to argue that he wasn't the main guy out there.
So Emmanuel Sanders for Matt. Mace, the guy lining up on the other side.
Yeah, Bradley Roby. And I think one of the good things about where this team is right now is you have players pushing each other. And, you know, Emmanuel Sanders and Bradley Roby, I think, really do push each other. And it was Roby that had the pick six in the two-minute period off of Mark Sanchez jumping in front of a pass intended for Emmanuel Sanders. Now, they both kind of – they each kind of – you know, take the measure of each other over the course of training camp. And, you know, we knew Emmanuel Sanders was good because he's already been to a Pro Bowl. But I think Bradley Roby has really stepped up as well and is looking like one of the better corners in the league right now.
Yeah, his third training camp for Bradley Roby, taking full advantage of some extra reps with Aqib Talib out and some of the vet days. He's taking full advantage of that. Finally got that pick six today.
Finally got a pick. You know, I missed some picks this camp, but you know, I was able to make it happen. I just did my job and, you know, read the quarterback, so, you know, put it in the end zone. That's what I want to do all the time. So I was happy I finally got one.
Bradley Roby got that pick today. And Mace, one final thought here to wrap up the first segment.
Yeah, it's an off day on Sunday. And they come back on Monday. And I would argue Monday's practice is going to be the most important of training camp so far, because we saw what happened last Wednesday when they were coming off of the day off. They struggled. They struggled mightily. Gary Kubiak had to call the team together because of the lethargic effort to that point. I asked Bradley Roby about this after practice, and he said, yeah, we know it's pretty important. We've got to come out and have a strong practice. So I hate to say that a practice is important, a practice in August to the course of the season, but I think Gary Kubiak wants to see how his team responds to this day off, and he wants them to come out energetic and fired up. I think we'll see that, but I just actually want to see that in person before I proclaim it one way or another.